What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another ticket has been punched. The termination train collects another soul. Now, gentlemen, this article perfectly demonstrates what I like to say when it comes to HMT about women, the police, and response times. This article perfectly plays out that scenario. Ladies, no matter what you think, when you decide to call 911, they don't instantly show up. Now, this article was sent to me, or should I say, dropped in the comments section by the MGTOW Infinium, and it was published on the 29th of October. Norfolk woman pleaded for help before being stabbed to deletion. Well, it would appear another woman has met Stan Stabbington III. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The victim in a deadly domestic stabbing in Norfolk Monday had pleaded for help just 2 weeks before her deletion, according to court documents outlining new details in the woman's deletion. Police say little before 8 a.m. on Monday, Shakira Clark, 23, called 911, reporting that her ex-boyfriend, Keandre DeBro, 25, was breaking into her home. By the time officers arrived, it was too late. Clark was found unresponsive with visible trauma across her body. Once again, ladies, the police are a reactionary force. They don't just instantly show up. There's that little thing called response time. Court records show Clark had domestic charges pending against DeBro since September. She was granted a protective order against him on October 1st, but it expired 5 days later. The couple shared two young children, ages 3 and 1, who were inside the home at the time of the attack, with a relative confirming their ages to 10 on your side. Gentlemen, when you see the image of Mr. DeBro, when I first saw that article, I said, yes, my, he definitely fit the description. Once again, gentlemen, these women who love these pookies, hey, live by pookie, you could potentially die by pookie. Perfect case scenario. According to police and court filings, DeBro was arrested by Norfolk's fugitive squad. Records indicate he had been wanted since 2021 on charges including robbery, abduction, strangulation involving a separate victim. Put a pin right there. A criminal complaint also shows DeBro had been accused of using his cousin's identity to evade arrest. Records note he was quote unquote polite and cooperative. At one point, telling the court he was quote unquote sorry for what he did and that he had quote unquote made a mistake. Sunita Swift, Clark's aunt, arrived at the Brambleton Avenue after she saw on the news the scene unfolding. Quote unquote, "It is just real," Swift said. "I can't even say, I just can't believe it. I just saw her not even 10 hours ago." Swift told 10 on Your Side that Clark's two children were quote unquote so young, but very smart kids. DeBrow remains in custody and is scheduled for a bond hearing November 3rd. Well. Gentlemen, let's go ahead and spin the block, shall we? Let's go back to him being on the run, essentially, since 2021. And the ages of the two children that they shared, 3 and 1. You mean to tell me, out of all the men that this woman could have chosen to lay down with, she chose to reproduce not one, but 2 kids with a literal on-the-run criminal? Gentlemen, this is another reason why the American Black community is beyond cooked. It is outright burnt, damn near to a crisp. She chose a pookie to have 2 kids with. And yet, according to Black women, pookies are the only men that are available to them. No. They still want to uphold that idea of control. You mean to tell me that this woman did not know that this man was a criminal? Come on now. This goes back to what BGS coined, a term that he calls the compromised man. Yeah, this guy was compromised. There was no way he was going to be a contributing member to society. This woman more than likely knew this, but once again, gentlemen, this is why these ratchets, these ghetto queens, have children with these men. Why? Because they know that having children with these type of men is a guaranteed way for them to get on the system. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But hey, we all see this. And SNAP, guess what? SNAP is not getting funded. Oh, well. There are a few content creators who are saying that, yes, there are men, particularly Black men, who are celebrating pretty much the cutting off of SNAP, and I am one of them. Yes, kick these ratchets off the damn system. Kick them off. They need to revamp the whole damn system. But that's another video for another time. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he broke into her place. I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom. So you know that's getting a 45. Psychological impact. The kids were there, but more than likely, they're going to forget about this real damn soon. So I'm going to give that a 45. And for the brutality factor, they said she had trauma across her body. So yeah, it was not a quick, clean deletion. I'm going to get that a 45 as well. So Keandre, the killer, DeBro gets a score of 150. Now, gentlemen, once again, this is a perfect play out of the scenario of the woman who says, I'm going to call the police on you. And response time. Remember, I always say this. Ladies, the police are a reactionary force. Unless something happens, they're not going to be there to protect you in your greatest time of need. Now, let's just go ahead and play this scenario out. Let's say at 8:15, she called the police. And the response time for NPD would be 10 minutes. You know, 8:25. From 8:16 to 8:25, that is a whole 9 minutes that this man had to do what he decided to do, which was to carve her up like a Thanksgiving turkey. And that's exactly what he did. He carved her up. It says it in black and white. By the time officers got there, it was too late. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to call the police. Well, guess what? The countdown begins. By the time they get here, they're going to be dealing with a carcass. Only thing they're going to do is put that crime scene tape up, call the coroner. They're going to scrape your carcass up and off to the morgue you go. I still do not understand why people are still lulled into believing that the police are just going to show up instantaneously when you call them. No, it does not happen that way. It never will. The idea of a restraining order, yeah, that's just something that pisses a lot of men off. But the real question is, why? Why? My speculation says, oh, guess what? I got two kids with you. Guess what? I'm going to put you on child support. Guess what? I'm going to fuck your life up using these kids. And of course, hey, a pookie that's already wanted, he's already on the run. Yeah, yeah. People love to say that I victim blame. Yeah. Victim blaming, you know, works. Because if someone else says, wow, you know what? She made all the wrong decisions that ended up leading to her demise. Well, yeah, if you look at it, she was the architect of her own demise. The choices that she made are the ones that ended up putting her 6 feet under. Yep. 23 years old and choosing a felon. A convict, a criminal, to have two children by. Yeah, right, no. No sympathy from yours truly. But hey, she won't be the first. She won't be the last. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still believe that all you got to do is pick up the phone and call the police. That way you can use the gun of the state and issue proxy violence to the man that you were involved with. You better understand this, ladies. Seriously. And you better understand this crystal damn clear. The power you think that that phone call is going to give you. The protection that you think that the police are going to grant you, that will go out. Once again, feminism and believing that the Duluth model is going to shield you from that man, that a restraining order is going to shield you from that man, that thought process is going to go out right along with it. Because once again, here we have a man who was more than likely backed into a corner already by the system that she was going to unleash on him. So he decided, you know what? Since you want to use the system to go to war we go. And there's only two ways to end a war. Surrender or annihilation. And guess what? She got annihilated. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.